For more than a year, North Carolina State Republican Party Chairman Robin Hayes and three others were allegedly part of what the Justice Department said was a brazen bribery scheme to gain influence over North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey. Hayes and three businessmen have been charged with bribery and public corruption in indictments that were unsealed today. All four men pleaded not guilty today in federal court in Charlotte. Joining me to talk about this story is WFAE's Steve Harrison. Well, Steve, what do we know so far about this alleged scheme?
So Robin Hayes is the big political name here, but the story really focuses on Durham businessman Greg Lindbergh. He's the founder and chairman of Eli Global LLC, and he's also the owner of Global Bankers Insurance Group, which the indictment describes as a managing company for several insurance and reinsurance companies. He also was the largest political donor in the state. He's given more than $2 million to candidates and groups over the last 5 years. And he apparently had a problem with the North Carolina Department of Insurance, which has oversight over Global Bankers. And according to the indictment, Lindbergh wanted Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey to remove or transfer a senior deputy commissioner who was periodically examining Lindbergh's company. And this is really all about campaign contributions. In North Carolina, there's a limit on how much anyone can give to a candidate, $5,400 per election. So the scheme was, in part, to funnel money to Causey's campaign through the North Carolina Republican Party, whose chairman is Hayes.
A lot to break down here, Steve. Let's begin with the insurance commissioner, Mike Causey, a Republican. How did he get involved?
Well, he essentially alerted authorities and started this investigation. Causey was elected in 2016, replacing Wayne Goodman, who's now chair of the state Democratic Party. And this starts soon after Causey's elected. In April, Lindbergh tries to donate to Causey's reelection campaign, even though he's not on the ballot until 2020. Causey rejects that donation. And for the rest of the year, Lindbergh keeps trying to have a meeting with Causey. He enlists Hayes to help him as well as two other businessmen who work for him. They were also indicted. And the indictment says that Causey contacted the FBI in January 2018 about his, quote, concerns about political contributions made by Lindbergh and John Gray. Gray is a consultant for Lindbergh. And during this meeting, Causey agrees to cooperate with the federal government. And presumably, based on all the detail in the indictment, he wears a wire.
So Commissioner Causey is working with the FBI, and what happens next?
So in February 2018, Lindbergh and Gray meet with Causey in a private conference room at Concord Regional Airport. The indictment says they planned the meeting carefully, making sure both parties entered the room through different doors. During that meeting, Lindbergh complains that the senior deputy commissioner complains about her, and he has a plan. He wants Causey to hire John Palmero. Palmero is a vice president at Eli Global, and he used to be the chair of the Chatham County Republican Party. A month later, the group meets again, this time at the Statesville Airport. Causey says he may be able to hire Palmero by April 1st. Lindbergh says, quote, that's a home run. Gray then gives detailed instructions about how this new org chart at Causey's commission will work. He says Palmero should report directly to Causey, and if the senior deputy stays where she is, she, quote, doesn't breathe a word outside that office or send a slip of paper outside that office that is not reviewed first by John.
Well, this meeting in Statesville is important because Causey and Lindbergh, they talk money, right?
Yes. And according to the indictment, Causey then asks to meet with Lindbergh alone. Here's what Causey says according to the indictment. Quote, what's in it for me? What can you do to help that's not going to be under the radar screen? And then Lindbergh tells him he can create an independent expenditure group that can pump between $1 million and $2 million into Causey's campaign. And after that face-to-face, Gray then calls Causey to thank him. Quote, if we get this current examination report put to bed and we get John there so he can help you be that, as I say, the most successful insurance commissioner in my lifetime, there will be at least $1 million somewhere in your reelection. I can tell you that. At least $1 million.
And Steve Hayes is chair of the North Carolina Republican Party, and he arranged for Causey to get $500,000. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what the indictment alleges. So in May, Gray tells Causey that he's going to give $500,000 to the North Carolina Republican Party, and that money will be for the commissioner's campaign. And then Hayes and Causey talk on the phone that month. Causey asks him about the $500,000 donation, and Hayes then brings up the personnel change that Lindbergh wants. Hayes says, according to the indictment, that he's aware of some, quote, personnel issues, and says the commissioner can move people around to, quote, make sure things get done that need to get done. And the state Republican Party ends up donating $250,000 to Causey's campaign that summer, and there was a promise of another $250,000. At one point, Hayes is worried that such a large contribution to Causey's campaign will seem unusual, especially with the election so far away. But he says he'll donate the money anyway. Quote, all right, I'll get her done. Lindbergh wrote two checks totaling $1.5 million to the North Carolina Growth and Prosperity Committee account, and that money was also promised to Causey's campaign.
And Robin Hayes, did he have conversations with the FBI?
He did. In August, the FBI interviews him and asks him about the donation the party made to Causey. Agents ask if Lindbergh directed him about the money and where it should go and whether he had any expectations for the money. Hayes says absolutely not. He was asked a similar question multiple times. He denied any arrangement each time. And Hayes has been also charged with three counts of lying to the FBI.
Steve, what has the North Carolina Republican Party said about this?
So remember, Mark, that yesterday Hayes announced that he was stepping down as chair this summer because of a health issue. Then this news breaks today. The state GOP said in a statement that it's been working with the investigation. It did not mention Robin Hayes by name. It didn't even mention that its chair had been indicted. And of course, this is pretty devastating for the state party. In February, the Board of Elections called for a new election in the 9th Congressional District because of absentee mail ballot fraud in Bladen County that benefited Republican Mark Harris. The indictment also mentions a, quote, public official A who also received money from Lindbergh and who was leaning on Causey to follow through with his promises to Lindbergh. Politico reported this afternoon that public official is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Walker, who represents the 6th District. The indictment doesn't charge public official A, and Walker denied any wrongdoing to Politico. The Democratic Party hasn't issued a statement, and its chair, of course, is Wayne Goodman, who was insurance commissioner before Causey. And Lindbergh had also donated just under $10,000 to his campaign 3 years ago.
Well, there's an awful lot there. Thanks for the start on this story, Steve. I know you'll continue to follow. WFAE Steve Harrison, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.